Your Honor, I'd ask to make an argument on the factors in 533-10 about whether or not she will commit another crime when we're discuss probation, correctional treatment, which in the statute is mostly to deal with drug or other issues, which she has none, the seriousness of the crime, which is a misdemeanor under the reckless, and the likelihood of her ever committing a C or D felon, which she has never committed in her life, so in 55 years. So I would say that all of those factors play in her favor of probation or house arrest or some other conditional discharge of her sentence.